Having a young chat here about how schools in the UK have now decided just do away with any kind of analog clock situation because apparently teenagers can no longer tell time. It's all digital all the time. So
technology.
It's like, sorry, I didn't realize that, you know, my paper was meant to be finished in 10 minutes. I couldn't tell the time. So in the spirit of that, like, and that is an adulting skill, being able to just have a watch with a big hand and a small hand.
Yeah.
And being able to tell the time. That is actually an adulting skill that we should be taught in school. And that's what we want to know about today. So, I mean, I'm just going to come out and say it. We should be taught how to do taxes, guys.
Word.
I mean, like, you know, SARS bless you if you're listening. You know, like, we know that you're out there fighting the good fight with your e-filing. But even that, it's like, okay, so if these IRP5s are not loaded, see, how did I even know that it was an IRP5? I don't know. I must have just retained it somehow. Taxes are super, super important. Santa L saying, how to register for things, right? Where does your information go, right? Why do you need to have a passport? What about licenses? Your learner's license should be mandatory when you are in grade 12, at least. Also, like, when is the right age to start adulting, says somebody else. Somebody else says maybe a class in manners, because people don't have manners.
Well,
how to write a CV, how to grow food and be self-sufficient, says Zakia, which I think would be great. Would be less... Watch me now sound very CNN announcer. We'd be less, you know, reliant on the man if we could grow our own food, guys. And we would. Like, there'd be less, like, big produce and stuff like that. So, I mean, KZN, realistically, and I mean, if you're with me on the tax thing, that's fine. Chime in, because that is my number one issue. I desperately, and it was never even offered to us. Maybe you did accounting, possibly. You did learn how to do your taxes. But then you were like, I'm not going to be an accountant. I'll be fine. I'll wing it. I'll be grown. Huh. No. Plot twist. You won't know how to do your taxes, my friend. You are going to suffer every year. Every year. So which adulting skills do you think should be mandatory at school level? 061-792-9495. Things that you should be taught at school, man, so that you can thrive, that you can shine, that you can be the best version of yourself possible, that unfortunately we are just being left out here by ourselves. So producer Sinclair's in studio. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear the facts?
I'm ready. Let's see what the people say.
Yeah, man. Also, like, to everyone who's like freaking out on the Facebook page, it wasn't in case you missed it. We know it went out last week. Relax. Hey, relax. See, things people should be taught in school now, I believe in 2019, online social media etiquette.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's right. I say what I said.
Hi, Stacey. My name is Zama. I think what should be taught in schools, honestly, is handling finances.
Yes.
And learning about debts, like good debts and bad debts. It'll actually help a lot of people to make the right decisions when you get older. Because a lot of people, we're finding it easy to get into bad debts because we don't really know the difference. Mm-hmm. We're never told that this is a bad debt until you are in deep and then you don't know what to do and you scratch your way out. Like, handling finances should definitely be important in school. Thank you.
Yo, listen, Zama's right. Did you know there was a difference between good debt and bad debt? Okay?
Yes, but I was very old when I found out.
You're like, in fact, I found out today.
Yeah, it was very late.
It was this one moment in time. Who else we got?
Hi, a very interesting topic, and it's one that my dad and I speak about quite often. You know, I wish that they could just run a course so that a person that finishes school, if they want to start their own business, okay, how to design their own business card, how to write out an invoice, something simple like that, you know? My dad and I were actually thinking at one stage of actually running a free course to teach people because, you know, if you can't get a job and you want to, like, be a plumber or something, you need to know how to run your business. You need to know the basics of this is money in, this is money out, this is how much profit I made. Yep. And they don't do that at school. You know, they just expect you to go and work for a company that does it. So, yeah, enjoy the rest of your show. I'm having fun listening to you, as usual.
Aww.
So, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
You know, I'm always there for the compliments, eh? Mm-hmm. I do love a compliment. And then we got this one, which is like the proverbial cheese. It stands alone. It's powerful. It's brilliant. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Hello, East Coast Radio team. My name is Shoal, and what I believe needs to be taught at schools is anti-racism classes, and people need to be told the truth about who we are as human beings, and that ideas from people that lived before us, or opinions actually do not matter, and it is what is inside of that human being and what their heart is all about, and not the color of their skin. Thank you.
Hey.
That's powerful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Also, there was a lady who sent in a voice note about how we should be taught home economics at school so that we can cook. And what did you say?
Stacey.
What did you say?
I said it's a good subject. You know, there's nothing worse than having someone over and they don't know how to do something as simple as wash your pots.
Okay. I have bad news for everybody listening. I did home economics when I was in school. And washing no pots, babe. Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.